Hello, parents. Welcome to today's episode. Seth and I discuss how in the world do we get our kiddos to take accountability for their choices and the consequences that sometimes follow those. It's a fun little conversation. Seth has a great example and can't wait to see what you get out of it. Enjoy. Hello, and welcome to Parenting Post-Wilderness, your guide to parenting struggling teens. I'm your host, Beth Hillman, a mom of five boys, including a post-wilderness teen and a life coach for parents. I will guide you on how to influence lasting change by first understanding the relationship-changing power of focusing on your own behavior instead of futile attempts to control your teens. Parents, the change begins with us. Hello, parents, and hello, Seth.
Hi, Beth. How are you?
I'm so good. Good. How's your morning been?
It's been busy but productive. No complaints.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I got in a walk. I was actually really thrilled.
Oh, that's nice. I have that in my plans for this afternoon.
Nice. Ooh, I wish everyone a lovely walk if they can fit it in.
Absolutely. Just some time to decompress.
Yep. I like to walk without my phone. I know lots of people like to listen to podcasts. It's all good. All whatever you choose. But I sure get a lot out of just leaving it at home.
I get it.
Okay, on to today. So Seth has an experience. As you all know, he mentors adolescents. So let's hear your experience.
Oh, sure. So recently had an individual that I am working with, and they got caught with a substance, a vape, on school grounds, which is against school's policy, this individual's school's policy. So I believe they got a warning or when it comes to the school, but the school also notifies the parents, and the parents then, you know, had their reaction to what transpired. And it really brought up a conversation that I had with this individual regarding, well, two things, and I'm hopefully going to connect them for you all.
I bet you will. I believe in you.
Thanks. And the first is kind of story versus fact, because this individual told me, well, the security guard came into the classroom because they sometimes do like random checks, and my friend passed me the vape, nicotine vape, but passed me the vape, and I got caught with it. And said, well, that's that sucks.
Sure does.
You know, and said, you know, it's really frustrating. It's really hard because now I'm in trouble, and, you know, my parents grounded me for a little bit and this and that. And said, you know, it wasn't even mine. And I mean, obviously a story that I think many parents hear very often, which is, well, it wasn't mine, or I was just holding it, or I was just doing this for a friend, or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Totally.
Right. So the conversation that I had with this individual really kind of, I was kind of trying to break down story versus fact. And the story is, you know, all the circumstance around what transpired. It wasn't theirs. I didn't do it. I was just holding on to it because my friend got scared.
The school's against me.
Yeah, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, all right, but here's the facts of what happened. The facts are you got caught in possession of a nicotine vape at school, on school grounds. And they said, yep. So, okay. So that then led into a conversation, which is what I'm hoping to provide as kind of advice for our listeners, which is, how do you get an individual to understand choice, consequence, and accountability? So, because one of the things that I that I said to this person was, well, why'd you take it? And they said, well, because it was like a spur of the moment thing, and they were freaked out, and they just kind of handed it to me, and I was sitting right next to him in class. So I just reached out my hand, and I took it. I said, okay. But you taking that was a choice that you made.
Yeah. You know, did he feel like that was true, or did he feel like it maybe wasn't a choice? Because I think at the time, he may not have felt like he had a choice.
In the time, he didn't feel like it was a choice.
Yeah. That is so interesting, right? And I think we've all been in that place of spur of the moment, right? You don't even have time to think. And of course, a buddy, I just can imagine being in his shoes, honestly, to some degree of something, right? I remember, I mean, getting passed a note.
Oh, definitely.
And then I got caught with a note. And yeah. Then I was the one who got in trouble.
You're the one who gets in trouble.
Yeah. And you don't even think, let's see, should I take the vape? Should I not? What are the consequences? Like, you don't have very much time to think about it. So of course you just feel like you have to take it. I mean, I've been in a friend position, right? I get it.
Yeah. So. But then the consequence of him taking it ended up being he's the one who got in trouble.
Yeah. Well, it's so interesting because the truth is, even though it's maybe not perceived at the time, but the truth is he did have a choice. He actually, I mean, I don't think what you're saying is maybe the other friend grabbed his, you know, the guilty person's hand.
There was no physical force.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, oh, and getting someone to recognize that they actually had choice is a little bit of a process, because our brain wants us to believe it's all their fault. I didn't do it. I'm completely innocent, right? We're all in defense mode. And then that's a tricky place to like.
Because it's a much, it's a much greater consciousness and awareness.
Yeah. Yeah.
You understand that what is and is not a choice.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's so helpful to know that that's what the brain's going to do automatically. It's just going to go on defense, and it's going to be in that position for a minute. I think that's helpful to, that's a very normal reaction, right? For anyone.
Oh, absolutely. And it takes a lot of practice to realize what is a choice and what isn't a choice. I mean, even many of us in our adult lives have choices all the time that we don't think are choices, like things, you know, like, are you stuck in a job that you don't like? Well, you do have the choice to leave that job.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Or I'm going to say this with such care, but even just deciding whether to send your kid to wilderness. I hear so many parents saying, well, we ended up having no choice. Like, that's not true. You were making a choice not to, and then you made a choice to do it. And it's not a problem, right? Like, trust me, everybody who's listening to this hopefully knows that I really get that. But also the brain, that knee-jerk reaction to say, I didn't have a choice anymore, or I had no choice. It's like, actually, you did.
Right.
And I do. I do have a choice. And I'm choosing this now instead of, you know, I'm choosing B instead of A or something. So I think it's normal for our children to come to us and be in that defensive mode. I didn't do it. It wasn't even mine. Like, this is unfair and all of that. So.
Well, even us adults, we sometimes get caught in, I didn't have a choice, and I'm going to use a story in regards to like driving.
Yeah.
You know, have you ever been on a road and there's somebody who is maybe like they're not a great, they don't seem to be a great driver, and they're all over the road, or maybe they're incredibly aggressive in their driving, and you want to get away from them. Well, your choice is to like slow way down, get off that road, take a different route, or just put some distance between you and them. Or maybe you make the choice that you're just going to speed past them, and get away from him that way. Mm-hmm. But then in the process of being past them, you get hit with a ticket, right? Yeah. Like a police officer pops you and you end up with a speeding ticket. Mm-hmm. Well, you can create a story in your mind of, well, I was doing what was best in the situation, which is I'm trying to get away from a possibly dangerous, reckless driver.
Yep, exactly. It's like, it's so much, that's justification, right?
Yeah.
Like I was justified in speeding. And, but the truth is you did have a choice and the truth is you did speed.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, choice, consequence, and accountability continue to play a part in all of our lives throughout our life. But the more that we can hopefully teach and bring consciousness and awareness to that process of choice, the choice that you make, leading to action and or consequence, and then taking accountability for the choice that you actually made. And that in and of itself is an amazing lesson to begin to teach.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I think that's so tricky. I think there's so many parents, if not every single parent, is like, how can we get our children to take more accountability? And I think that's a very prominent ask.
Oh gosh.
Of every parent, right? Can you please just take accountability? And I think what's really tricky from the parent's point of view is that it is not beneficial for me as a parent to push them to take accountability.
Mm.
That force of, look, buddy, you did it. And so, you know, you're going to have to reap the consequences. Cause that would be my typical reaction was like, well, you know what I mean? Like, just take some accountability for Pete's sake. I'm so sick of this. I think as a parent, possibly of this, you know, of this teen who got caught, is I'm sure it's not the first time. I mean, I'm guessing, I don't know, but that there's some history there. So my parent brain would become reactive and go into, they never take responsibility. They're never accountable. They never see their side and that kind of stance.
Sure.
And I understand that. That makes sense too. And it's not very helpful. and Seth, as far as I can tell, well, and I, as far as I know you, that's not the idea. The idea is not to force accountability, right?
No.
And so help me understand kind of how you talked force, through this.
Not force accountability. But if you can grow the consciousness awareness of choice and action, that then leads to an understanding of accountability.
Yeah. So you're saying, so first off, it's helping them understand that they actually had choice, right?
Correct.
Cool. And then what would be like the next step?
The next step is taking, like there was an action. So understanding that action was a direct result of that choice.
Yeah.
And in this case, the action ended up being, I got caught in possession of a nicotine vape.
Mm. Yeah. So first of all, he actually took the vape, which was a choice.
Right.
Yeah. And then the consequence was he got in trouble for it.
Right.
Yeah. So tell me more about like what happened with this kiddo and how you kind of, I guess, helped him see that? Maybe he didn't.
right. Well, that's the thing is maybe this can be something that somebody either gets right away or it's also a seed that needs to be planted. That needs to be, sorry, that was horrible phrasing, but that can be planted that you help somebody to grow and nurture and which will hopefully change an individual's perspective.
Oh, thank you so much for offering that. My heart just melted when you said that because like, man, what are parents going to do? What are they going to do? You know, thinking, of course, like, that's so fun. My parent brain was right on there like, wait, what are you going to do with this kid? How are you going to get him?
Right.
But that it's that seed planted, right? It's like, we may not actually solve this all in the 10 minutes after the kid gets home and tells you what happened. Like, that's not what we're going to do. But as you so wisely said, it's like, can we just plant a seed? And sometimes that's often planted by just some great questions.
Right.
Like, well, who do you think's at fault? What do you think they should have done? You know, and sort of not about them for a minute. Sometimes that can sort of ease the brain from defense.
Or also maybe like asking, like, why did you feel like you needed to take it?
Oh, yeah. Great.
You know, like just some probing questions to kind of.
Or I'm curious why you chose to take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you worried when you took it? You know, like just questions in regards to trying to understand what was going on or not, thought process wise.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's really tricky because the brain wants to be like all right or all wrong. Like it's all my fault or it's none of it's my fault, right? That black and white thinking. All or nothing thinking. And when brain gets defensive, of course, we're absolutely in all or nothing thinking. I didn't do anything. I'm completely innocent. And that's where the brain goes. Right. And so what I think you just did so brilliantly at the beginning is you mentioned that you validated him. And right, like it sucks to be caught. I don't care who you are or what you've done. It really sucks to be caught. And just recognizing that as just a human, like relating to that, I think can be so helpful. I know that's hard for a parent, but it's a good place to be. Being curious about what's going, like we had talked about, some helpful questions. I'm so curious why you decided to take it. And if the brain's in defense, right, the best thing to do is just to create space. So that seed can be planted. Because that's the thing is we're not going to be able to fix all of this and wrap it in a pretty little bow.
No.
You know, in just these few moments of, you know, of talking to your kiddo, we've got to wait for the brain to ease a little. Because all, especially when we're defensive, you can tell when someone else is defensive, all of their walls go up and they like can hear nothing anymore. Right. And so validating can help. Being understanding towards their feelings, not like why they took the vape, but like, I get it. That really sucks. I'm sorry that happened. Mm-hmm. That is such a powerful statement. Like, oh man, I'm so sorry. And being in that position of curiosity, understanding, patience, which I know is such a hard ask for parents. I get that. And then as the brain eases up with its walls, then you can start sort of planting the seeds of, let's talk more. And here's that hard thing of having those hard conversations with your kiddos. Well, let's talk about the consequence. You know, what are you actually getting consequenced for? And try to find that in-between thinking, right? You know, because there's, like I was saying, the black and white thinking, yeah. Right, the all or nothing thinking. We want to find, help them get to where, okay, I'm mad because I feel like they think I, you know, took a puff or whatever. But I didn't. I was just holding it. And then you can help them like fair, right? If that's, you know, what they say is happening, it's like, okay. But what we do know, and you were saying a story versus a sec, what we do know is that you were holding it.
Right.
So what if you only took accountability for just that? You know, especially if the parents don't know if the kid took a vape or not, you know, took a puff or not. It's like, hey, you know what? Maybe the parents will never know that. But what we do know is the school caught you holding it. So let's just deal with that.
Right.
What do you think about all that?
Yeah. I think it really is about conversation. Doesn't mean that if there's a consequence of, you know, whatever is established, like I think that's okay and that's fine too. But it's how do we help somebody understand their choices leading to action and potentially consequence. And that then gets to the root of the problem instead of always dealing with
like story.
Yeah, the story.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it does. I think it gets to the root of that we're making choices all the time.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, there are out word consequences. Sometimes there's not, right? Like sometimes the, right. the cop catches you speeding and sometimes he doesn't or they don't.
Right.
And so, but leading them back to, and I think this is what is so brilliant, is leading them back to, you made a choice for good or for bad, and there's a consequence to choices.
Right.
Period, the end, you know, and some choices aren't caught. Hey, we all get away with stuff, right? So mm-hmm. of course that happens. We all get away with stuff. But at this point in this person's life, he didn't get away with it. And all we, I think it's so great, is all we can ever ask is people to take accountability for the facts.
Right.
And I think that's kind of what we're saying here, is a lot of times parents feel so lied to. You know, let's say the kid is like, I didn't even like, yeah, like he
wasn't mine.
Yeah, it wasn't mine. It wasn't mine. I didn't do it. And for a parent to say, okay, and then just, I understand that. And I mean, it's so brilliant. It's so hard to do, but to say like, okay, you know, I believe you. I believe you, which is a very hard thing for parents to do because they've been lied to so much. So fair. But then sort of, but that's not what you're concentrating on. What you're really focusing on, okay, well, let's just bring it back to the fact, is that you were caught holding it. And let's just right. bring it back. And so, you know, like, were you holding it? Yeah. You know, that's basically what will come to it. If you can, it's all about timing in the brain and all that, but sometimes that's what you've got. Sometimes you can just bring it back to the fact. And especially with parents not knowing if their kids are lying, take it back to the fact and help them just take accountability for what you both know and leave it at that. Sometimes you just leave it at that. So,
and you can leave it at that, but you can also have a consequence for the fact.
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely. I meant move from the fact, right?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Because there can still be consequence for the fact. Like, okay.
100%.
Like I believe you, but there's also, this is what we're dealing with now, is you were in possession.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. And then you go about just putting a boundary or the concept, you know, whatever the home plan, or if it's a boundary or concept, whatever it is, you just do that with the fact.
Right.
Yep. Exactly. So, and there might be lots of stories like you're lying about everything, or I can't ever trust you. There might be all of that going on, but you want to help them follow through and yourself follow through with the fact. Yep. The facts.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being with me today and for sharing your experiences.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Okay, bye everybody.
Bye.
Hey there. Thank you for joining me today. If you know a struggling parent, please share this with them. If you have any questions or want to connect with me, you can find me on Instagram at Beth Hillman Coaching or through my website, BethHillmanCoaching.com. And remember, parents, the change begins with us.